You asked me yesterday to talk about what happens when tzitzis, I think Eitan Ross asked, what happens when tzitzis get cut? If some of the strings fall off your get cut off of your tzitzis, when are they pasul, when are they kasher, what are the rules governing that? I get that question all the time here in yeshiva. Guys always come over to me, my children also all the time ask me when the tzitzis are pasul. The answer is always with my children, but anyway, this is based on a gemara, the gemara Maseches Menachos on... where is it? There's a mission that says Hatchelas ain't a makiv is halavan, v'halavan ain't a makiv is hatchelas. That tchelas and lavan are not makiv each other. That you could do the mitzvah of tchelas without lavan and lavan without tchelas. And the Gemara says, wait a second, lema masis and deloka Rebbe. That seems to be against the shita of Rebbe because we have a brisa. That Rebbe holds beferish that they are ma'akev each other. The chacham hold they're not ma'akev. So the mission is against Rebbe. So says the Gemara over there in Amin Beis, Lamin Chesam Beis, Amar Rava, Lo Nitzrucha Ela LeGardumin. That we're talking about Gardumin. Cut off tzitzis. D'i Gardum Tcheles V'kai Lavan, O'i Gardum Lavan V'kai Tcheles, Leslan Ba. If the Lavan is cut off, Tcheles is still there. Tcheles cut off, Lavan is still there. No problem. Gardume tcheles are kosher. The question is, how much is gardumin? The Gemara says, how much is gardumin? Kamashir gardumin. How big is gardumin? Kedei la'anvam. Big enough to tie a bow out of them. That if they're still long enough to tie a bow out of them, it's still going to be kosher. And then the Gemara goes on to say, Lamatesam and Aleph, Amar Rabba Bar Rav Ada, Im Nifsak Hachut Me'ikaro Psula. That if a string gets totally cut, then it's puzzled. Gardumin means it's still got to be big enough to tie a bow. But if it gets totally cut, it's puzzled. That's the Gemara. There is a fundamental machlokas between the Rush and Rabbeinu Tam, how to understand the Gemara. The Rush writes in the back of Menachos that Yesh Mefarshim I'igardum Tcheles V'kai Lavan Hainu De Nifsak Achut Me'ikaro V'lo Nishtayir Bo El Kol Shuhu. That if the Tcheles is totally cut off and the Lavan is still there, according to Rebbe, that holds it's ma'akvin zezeh, so it's one mitzvah, but since you have one set that's still shalem, that helps bring back the other set to life. Meaning, even though the tchelos are totally cut off, the lovin' still being there helps it out and brings the mitzvah back to life. But according to the Rabbanan, that they're not ma'akiv each other, so whether you have tchelos, whether you have lovin', you need to have four chutin, that if any of those chutin are nifsak me'ikaro, are totally cut off, it's pasul. That if it's cut off at its base, it's possible. That is basically how the Rush understands. Rabbeinu Tam understands a little bit differently. Rabbeinu Tam understands that we put four strings which turn into eight in our tzitzis. Shnei chutin shein dalet on nosim makom tchelis. Mishmur explains shittas Rabbeinu Tam. Two of those four strings that we put in our tzitzis are in place of the tchelis, and two are in place of the lavan. The requirement is that at least one or the other must be shalem. Either the two that represent tcheles or the two that represent lavan. By the way, this Rabbeinu Tam, Beferish and Shulchan Aruch Simon Yud Beis, is a major answer to the question that people always ask by tcheles. If you're going to wear the tcheles, how are you going to decide which sheet and rishonim to follow? Whether you should have two full strings out of the four, or one out of the four, or one out of the eight? You're going to follow the Rabbeinu Tam, you're going to follow the Rav, you can follow the Rambam. It's pashut what to follow. The Shulchan Aruch says what to follow. Shulchan Aruch quotes Rabbeinu Tam. And Rabbeinu Tam's whole sheet is based on the idea that there are two, this whole sheet in Gardumim, and what makes a cut-off strings possible is based on how many strings of Tcheles, how many strings of Lavan there are. But anyway, when all the dust settles, if you read through the Shulchan Aruch and Simon Yud Beis with the Mishnah Berurah, you come out with the following rules. I'm just trying to say the rules because, you know, it's a short shir, Tamin Alach Shir. If one string is cut, is torn, one out of the eight, and it's after you've already finished tying the tzitzis. The tzitzis were once perfectly kosher and beautiful, and then one of the eight gets cut. Even if it's cut all the way down at the base, all the way down at the knot, still it's going to be kosher according to Kaladeus. Why? Because when you have only one side that's cut, the other side is still intact. The other side that once one out of the eight is really has a counterpart on the other side of your tzitzis, meaning you have four on one side, four on the other side, so the counterpart is still fully intact. So it's really not entirely cut off at all. It's only entirely cut off on that one side. The other side is still intact. So that's going to be totally, totally fine. The Eishel Avrami Bachach quotes from Marami Riminov that you should be medakdek, that even if you're missing one string, it's still a bizoy mitzvah to go around like that, and you should try to fix it, that it's still best to correct it, but it's going to be kosher l'choladeus. Sfas Emes writes in his commentary on Shabbos, Tav Kuf Yud Ches and Beis, the Gemara over there has a whole list, the Kuf Yud Ches, Kuf Yud Tes and Shabbos, of Amorayim that said, Tasi Li, I deserve a lot of credit because I do this Midas Chasidus, or that Midas Chasidus. They all give their own Midas Chasidus. So one of them was, Tasi Li, the Kayamti Mitzvah Sittis. I do a great mitzvah chasidus. I do the mitzvah of tzitzis. So says Sfas Emes, that's a mitzvah chasidus. Everyone does a mitzvah of tzitzis. No. What he meant to say is that even when only one string gets cut, and really it's still kosher, that he still does, still he still fixes it as a hidur mitzvah. So zekeli vanveyu, a hidur mitzvah. It's a good thing to say. In the Chassidus Svarim, Piskei Tshuvos quotes, that in the Chassidus Svarim, they say that you should fix it right away because the tzitzis, based on the Gemara, tzitzis is a skula to save you from niyuf, from adultery, and those kinds of averos. But it's only if you have all 32. The Chassidus Svarim add that that's only if you have all 32 strings, all 32 strings intact, meaning the 8 on the four corners. If you don't have all 32, and they have all sorts of gematrias to show that that's the case, if you don't have all 32 strings intact, then the skula is not going to work. Okay, one way or the other. La lach, it's kosher if you're missing one string. What if two strings out of the eight are cut? So if you don't have a kedei aniva, the amount that it takes to tie a bow, which, by the way, the Chaznish holds is 5 centimeters, and the Grachna holds is 4 centimeters. So as long as you're careful at the time that you tied the tzitzis to make sure that the four that started on one side and the four that started on the other side remained separate from each other, and when we tie tzitzis, we try to be makbid about this. You'll make some sort of simen on the top of the of one side of it to keep the sides even, to know that it's the four and the four. So you know at the end, after you've tied them, that the four on this side are have corresponding strings on the other side, meaning that no two of the four on the right side, let's say, are really one string. They're all four separate strings. So if two of those chutim are cut, as long as you're careful when you tie the tzitzis, and the two that are cut are both on the same side, the tzitzis are kosher, because you don't have any string that's totally cut. Right? Because you know that these two strings are two totally different strings from each other, and they're corresponding. You know, the other half of them on the other side is fully intact. So then they're going to be totally kosher. If you weren't careful when you tied the tzitzis to keep the four and the four separately, and then you find two of them cut on one side, though you have to be choshish, those two might be the same string. And then that string is going to be pasul. Then the tzitzis are going to be pasul. Unless one of them has a kedei aniva left. But if they're both cut shorter than a kedei aniva, then you run into problem. Now the shear of a kedei aniva itself, there are many shittos and poskim. Bir Alacha quotes many shittos in Dibra Maskel im Nifsiku in Simin Yud Beis. The hachra, the Mishra Brura, is that you shouldn't be machmir more than beza godlin. So that's what the shirim I gave you with the grachna and the chaznish were based on. Based on the shear of Beza Goldin, not based on anything, any bigger shiurim than that. Also, it's likely, it's machlok saposkin, whether the shear kedei aniva is a shear midrabanan or a shear midaraisa. Chaznish seems to assume in Simon Gimel, Sivkat and Tezvav, that it's a shear daraisa, but most of the other achronim seem to assume that it's a shear drabanan. So maybe by a suffik, there's more room to be makil, even though most of the poskim say, even by a suffik, if it's very easy to fix, very easy to find another pair of tzitzis, then you shouldn't be makil on the suffik. But if you don't have another pair, so then by a suffik, there's room to be makil. Now, here's where it gets complicated, though. So far, we spoke of one string gets cut, if two strings get cut. Those are the easy cases. Let's say you have three strings get cut. Three out of the eight get cut. So even if all three of them have a kedei aniva left, but they're not the shear of Yud Beza Godlin, which according to the Chaznish would be 30 centimeters, the Grachna would be 24 centimeters, so they're cut a little bit short, but there are three of them that are cut a little bit short, even though they're a kedei aniva. According to the Rush, the tzitzis would be kosher. According to Rabbeinu Tam, the tzitzis would be pasul. And the Shulchan Aruch recommends to be choshesh for shitas Rabbeinu Tam, as long as you're able to. If you're able to fix it, to fix it. But b'diavad, the shita of the Rush can be relied on. But the Shulchan Aruch itself quotes the shita of Rabbeinu Tam and recommends to be machmir for the shita of Rabbeinu Tam. Now, if three or four strings get cut, three or four out of the eight, and you don't have a kedei aniva, and you were careful at the time that you were making the tzitzis to have you know, to keep the four on one side and four on the other side separate, and the three or four that are cut are all on one side, so then the Rush would say that it's kosher. Rabbi Natan would say that it's pasul, like we just said. But you should realize this is all if the tzitzis became cut after you finished making the tzitzis. If at the time that you're making the tzitzis they were already too short, the strings were already too short, then it's a major problem, and then it's going to be pasul. This is all if it comes up later. It's also important to realize that if the string gets snapped right next to where it's attached to the beged, it gets snapped in the first little piece, in the first knot, or right where it's attached to the beged, or even in the first set of chulios, then the halacha is that it's pasul, even if it's just one string that gets snapped over there. It's only if it gets cut off higher up, but in the parts on the part that hangs loose, that this whole conversation was about. And that's the most common case, but it's probably kedai to take a look every once in a while and make sure that the attachment to the beged is still there, that it's not that the strings themselves didn't get snapped. If the beged starts getting cut where the tzitzis are attached, to the point that it started off as being a couple of inches, let's say an inch and a half off of the edge of the beged, but now it tore into the beged a little bit, now it's just hanging by a thread, it's still kosher, but you should sew it back up. You're allowed to sew it back up, it's not a problem, tasav lo manasui. If it became totally cut off, the whole thing at tzitzis fell right off because it came, the hole of the, at the corner of the beged became so big that it just cut totally open, then to just tie the string back on might be a problem with tasav lo manasui. That would not be recommended. You probably have to sew it back up and then tie it again. Untie it and tie the whole thing on again, so there shouldn't be a problem with tasav lo manasui. That's the basics of tzitzis that get cut.